Later this year marks the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. It also marks the culmination of a project by the Tennessee State Library and Archives to catalog Tennesseans' memorabilia from the period. WKNO's Savannah Smith reports.
Dee Waldrop is sitting down, clutching her prized possession, a thick blue binder stuffed cover to cover with photographs. They were collected by her late mother during the World War I era. She turns to the first page of her mother's book. Her fingers lightly touch a black and white photo.
She was born in 1899, and so she was a 18, 19-year-old during that time, and so she knew a lot of people in the war, and I remember her talking about it extensively. She could sing all the songs they sang and do all the dances, she remembered everything they did.
The Tennessee State Library and Archives project is called Over Here, Over There, Tennesseans in the First World War. Over the past couple years, archivists have traveled to various counties across Tennessee collecting memorabilia and getting stories. Last month, they visited the Morton Museum in Collierville. Waldrop came to share the past.
To me, having my mother live through it and talk about it a lot, it brought it to life, but I didn't remember anything that happened because I was born after it was all over. But the younger people really need to know about it, what had happened and why it happened.
At each event, artifacts are photographed and documents are scanned. Participants keep the original objects. Archivist Myers Brown says the beauty of the project is that it allows people to share their history with the world.
Some of these items have been within families and known about within families for the last 100 years, but beyond that, they've never been shared with anybody else.
People bring in a wide range of items for this project, such as sweetheart pins, postcards, letters, guns, and clothing. Steve Cole brought his collection of World War I memorabilia, which he has gathered for years. One of the items, he says, is a death card.
They would print it up when they're son or husband died, and they would give it out at the memorial service, and it was a way of remembering these people that had died in the war.
It takes a couple of months to process all that history. That might include translating old letters from French or German. The photographs and scans are eventually uploaded to the Tennessee State Library and Archives website, permanently available for all to see. Brooke Mundy, director of Collierville Morton Museum, says now is the time to act on preserving this portion of history.
This event is important to Tennessee because as we get further and further away from World War I, it's becoming more important to preserve and collect the past materials from that time period.
Doris Bright was delighted to finally get the chance to add her family's history to the nation's history.
I have seen these things all my life, and I am so happy to share them now with the rest of the world.
For many participants, like Dee Waldrop and Doris Bright, reliving the past was both emotional and challenging, but also satisfying because their memories now have a new life. For WKNO News, I'm Savannah Smith.
The Tennessee State Library and Archives Project is called Over Here, Over There, Tennesseans in the First World War. It wraps up in the fall of 2019, but you can already see hundreds of photos and artifacts on their website now. For more information, visit this story on our website, wknofm.org. This is WKNO News.